Good afternoon, members. Can we start? We are already a few minutes late, but we were trying to get some members coming in. Let us deal with, I hope those that are here do have the copy of the proposed program. Do we all have it? Have we gone through it? We have. Well, basically, just this meeting is just about discussing the program. To have the members feel about it. It's quite a clear program. I would, on my side, I would just ask whether members would have anything to say on the program. I've gone through it and I've seen it. I'm quite happy about it.
Thank you, Chair. I've only received it now, so I didn't have time to, you know, look at it in any detail, but it seems to me to be comprehensive. I'm happy that we seem to be covering the background, because I think we need to know where we're coming from in order to go forward. So I think we, you know, going to get answers to the legislation and what the problems are, so we'll see how we can try and solve them. I think that's... Yes, but I'm sure... you know, there will be opportunity to raise other issues arising from discussion. So, you know, I'm sure we could always just adapt. Would. Thank you.
Yes. I see we're going to have the strategic, draft strategic plans. And I think seeing that that meeting that you asked me to go to last week, the one where the ministry... gave their plans, you know, like these are aims, these are objectives. I think with a strategic plan, they have to give that set up to us too, because it was quite interesting to see what they say is their core functions. So, Secretary, can just ask them to include that too. Yes, in this, because here with the, they're going to give us a strategic plan. But they can just put their aims or their objectives into their vision and their mission. Because then we'll see whether the strategic plans are in place for that vision and mission and their aims and objectives.
In other words, you are saying we should request the department to come and be part of that. So you want them to present their plan? Okay. Okay.
If I might ask, is this the strategic planning workshop supposed to come with a strategy for this committee, or we are going to receive strategies of sectors? What are our aims? We have a strategy for the committee. Yeah, do we want to formulate the strategy for the committee? Do you want the committee to have its own vision and mission? Right. That, then in that case, I think our strategic plan should also emanate from the State of the Nation address. I don't see any presentation at that level.
You see, that's precisely why we are having this meeting, so that we can check that whether the planning is in line with what we want as a committee, and, you know, add like you are adding. So you are saying just put it.
I was saying that maybe we should also have a presentation on the state of the nation address, because there are certain objectives that were put there in the state of the nation, which says to the department that you need to have a strategy to implement them. Yeah, so we need to cascade them down to our committees and to the department.
We need to invite someone from the presidency, in short, is that what you're saying? State of the nation.
Now, I just thought before we conclude on this matter, maybe let's open it for discussion. I thought when we have this strategic plan, because this portfolio is women, youth, children and disability, we're going to get presentation from those different sectors, which will ultimately integrate into an integrated strategic plan for the portfolio. So my own understanding was, if departments are going to present into their presentation, there will be an inbuilt of the state of the nation. For example, if it is women, we'd expect them to prioritize what the state of the nation said about women. If it is disability, youth, and so on and so forth. So I thought that's a given that they'll come integrated. Maybe our duty is we listen to the state of the nation. We do have the copy. We can make sure that when they present, if we feel they haven't said enough or emphasized or even prioritized what is in the state of it, that is our duty to make sure that those are highlighted. But I would imagine it is a given.
I agree with the Honourable Member, because within the strategic plan, the priorities of the State of the Nation address, should be there. And those are things we will pick up, because the only thing the sector can do for us, if we don't have it, just that they let us have the State of the Nation address in front of us. Thank you.
Yes. So I don't think you are differing much, but what we need to do then, we would ask that we have a copy of the State of the Nation address into our files, and then we will do what the Honourable Member is saying, that if the priorities that are outlined in the State of the Nation address are not coming forward, then we can question. Is that what we are saying? Rather than inviting a special person from the president, we are expecting that these groups that are making presentations to us will have that information from the State of the Nation address. Is that what we are saying? Okay.
No, in addition to save time and other things, maybe now that we know who's coming, the Secretary of the Portfolio Committee can just phone them and say, these are expectations. You're going to expect it to prioritize the State of the Nation issues so that there are no omissions.
You have captured that?
If we could just indicate from research side, between myself and Crystal, we've looked at the State of the Nation address, particularly on issues and how that impacts around children, youth, women and persons with disabilities, so we can make that available to members beforehand in your information pack. So we've taken all the reasons that the nation has and looked at each and every priority and then said, well, what's the impact and where's the gap and what's the way forward so that we can make available.
Sorry for being such worrying. And I think what will be important to, because priorities do come out also within the 24th of June speech of the Minister on women, children and persons with disabilities. And then the one that she did the 30th of July at the consultative forum, that every member have it in their file. And they can just read through it. Because I think they're making use of 6 priorities, I'm not sure, of the 10.
Got that, Joyce?
Thank you. I like the suggestion that we get this documentation in advance. I always like to read everything beforehand and have time to digest it, so that when I do participate, I know what I'm talking about. So could I just ask how soon we could have this? Would we be able to have it, you know, say, tomorrow or Friday, so that we have, because we won't be in on Monday, so if we can have read it before Tuesday, Wednesday.
Obviously, we have to have it before the workshop. How soon can we have it?
Friday,
not a bit too late, at least tomorrow. We can't have it tomorrow. It's not much documents that we need. I mean, there you have that. So we can have it tomorrow. So by tomorrow we could have it. Today? Because you don't want to come to work tomorrow.
Can be over today. There's not too much on you. At least late.
It's few members. It's not much, Melissa. It's fine. Late today.
Just make a special appeal from those who are in the Marks building. I don't know why it is, but it's obviously a long way to walk from this section to the other, but we always get our documents a day or two later. So if you could perhaps, you know, even the program meetings, you know, programs and so on, get them late. So just make sure that I get mine too. I'd be very happy.
Okay, we'll have them today, in the afternoon. Perhaps the latest could be 4:30. I don't think we are going to go through, you know, topic by topic. I don't think there's a need for us to do that. On what we will deal with that at the workshop. But now that we do have this proposed program, we can, in our own little time, you know, get more information on the issues that appear on here. Is there any other thing that members would want to raise? No, on this. Are we all fine? Researchers, are you fine? You're fine, yes.
Thank you. I was just wondering whether we're going to have any sort of marking of Women's Day in Parliament. I haven't seen anything yet. I'm just wondering. I thought there might perhaps be a joint session or there might be a plenary. Is this perhaps still coming after, you know, this week's Women's Day? Are we going to have speeches in this regard, a debate? Is that part of the planning?
I was just invited now. I come from a meeting with the deputy speaker. It would seem there would be but it's still it's a very early planning stage. But there would be a joint sitting somewhere around the 27th, I think. But it's still being planned. So you can, I suppose you can prepare, you know, for that day. It will be a breakfast in the morning and then a joint sitting in the afternoon. I'm just sharing this with you. It's still at a very early stage.
That it was going to go unmarked, you know, of course, perhaps it might be in the first week or something like that, you know, when we have our plenary. But thank you for that. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you. She's still going to get in touch with the legislatures, you know, to put things together. Hopefully, we will win and have that sitting around the 27th. I think on the issue of the program, we are done. Do we all agree? On the issue of the minutes, do we go on? The number doesn't seem to allow us. We were supposed to be adopting the minutes of the last meeting, but it would seem that the number doesn't allow us. We are not forming a quorum, so we'll postpone that to a later meeting. All the members are present to adopt the minutes. For now, can we close the meeting? It was a short meeting.
Chair, sorry to be calling you now and then. I just wanted to once more put an apology on the strategic plan day, which is the 11th and 12th, I'll be attending another meeting. And I've made a request in the past that if you don't see me, don't think I'm loafing somewhere. I'm attending another meeting, which is the defense meeting.
No, we did get your apology. Thanks, Kekana, for that. I understand that you are not loafing somewhere. We are all relieved.